B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. The telephone number for you here in the fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand. Let's get to your calls. Thanks for hanging on. Sean in Dorchester on Brad Stevens. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how's it going? Hello.
Go ahead, Sean.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Thanks for having me. Hello. Thanks for
How you doing?
Sean's not there anymore. Jay in Providence. Hi, Jay. That's too
bad. Yeah, I got the perfect analogy for who Cam thinks he is. He's that 45-year-old guy at the bar who still thinks he can pick up 21-year-olds. Like, he's not an MVP anymore, and he doesn't realize that in his own head. He still thinks he's that player when he's not.
Based on what, Jay?
Well, the fact he said 32, there's 32. He's better than whatever.
And also what he said about getting the ball last. Like he said, that guy in Golden State and Chicago.
Okay. Jay.
Oh, he does bring up good points.
Based on what, though? That he thinks he's an MVP candidate. It's a ridiculous statement.
He went on and on comparing, like, you know, Steph Curry, LeBron, they get the ball. You know, like, he thinks he's one of them. Like, he's a closer. He's not that anymore. A little bit delusional.
By saying, I think I'm top 32, he's delusional.
There's a reason you were sitting there at the end of June.
Doesn't MVP mean best player? He still thinks he's an MVP. Based on what? He thinks he's in the top 32. Well, those things don't really align.
No. If you go on, he talks about, you watch great ones. You watch LeBron James. You know, you watch Golden State. Who gets the ball? Steph gets the ball. You know, LeBron gets the ball for the Lakers. Like, he thinks he gets, he should get the ball. The close. He thinks he's one of them. Now, 5 years ago, he may have been. He was. Flat out was. He's not Superman anymore. You know, you look at the Hall of Justice and all the superheroes when they're all in there. Who would he be closest to now? It's not Superman. It's not Aquaman. He could be one of the Wonder Twins, Zan and Jane. And I don't know, Hardy. Who are some of the other superheroes that lived in the Hall of Justice? Did they really live there in the swamp? Like, why was it in the swamp like this?
I thought that was the Legion of Doom that was in the swamp.
Maybe it was. Okay. I don't know. It's so long ago. It's like, it's a planet, Janet. It's a galaxy. Girl. You know,
that's a different thing.
Conjunction function.
At Schoolhouse Rock.
Yep. They don't play that anymore.
Care Bears.
What are you talking about?
Yes.
G.I. Joe's. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I never saw those.
H.R. Puffin stuff.
Fraggle Rock.
Captain Planet.
Muppets.
Sigmund and the Sea Monsters.
Muppets. Smurfs.
Watch the Smurfs with my sister. It's her favorite thing. She thought she was Smurfette at one point.
Okay.
Really? Then there's Adam Jones as Gargamel. Yep.
He-Man. And how this started?
Remember Stretch Arms? Did you ever have a Stretch Armstrong?
Yes.
Yeah. Put that sucker in a microwave. I think I put it in too long.
Really?
Hey, what happened? Tell us.
I don't think you're supposed to put him in there at all. So too long would mean...
Well, how do you heat up? If it's cold, you can't stretch them.
Gotta get loose, gotta get warm.
Yeah, Hardy, how do you heat it up? Duh.
And then after that, I went and watched the Jetsons.
Why don't you play more Cattle's Cuts to piss Hardy off?
Let's do that, yeah.
Put it in an air fryer.
No. Tell you what I put in the air fryer the other day. Burned the hell out of it.
What's that?
Chicken nuggets.
Really?
You know the ones that the Purdue ones that come in, the flat package, the
sure,
one the kids love.
Yeah, sure.
You only got to put them in for like a minute and a half. I left them in for like 4 minutes. I smoked the hell out of them. Like, they were burnt. But boy, if you get them perfect in about a minute and a half, I can't, because this is the best chicken nuggets I ever had. Crispy. I'm going to try a turkey one time here, see what happens.
How would you do that? Would it fit in there?
I don't know. Joe Murray was talking about it. Like, I was listening to one of his shows on the weekend. And he's just trying everything. Mac and cheese. I'm like, who would put mac and cheese in an air fryer? Like, how do you put the pot in there? How do you put do you put it in a dish? Or just put it on the tray in the air fryer? And then you got to clean it all off.
Typically,
it's
some sort of basket in there, right?
There's a basket in there.
So yep. How would you put a bowl of mac and cheese?
That's where I got confused about the mac and cheese. Like, he was talking about putting everything in mac and cheese, buffalo dip.
You have to get some sort of attachment.
Yeah.
Some sort of dish that fits into the basket.
Right.
Maybe like a
it's heat resistant, right? Yeah.
Right. Metal, ceramic, something like that. Something that can handle the frying. Action.
You know what you could put in there? Probably
what's that?
By those temporary tinfoil ones, disposable.
That's right.
Like a pie dish.
But smaller.
Yeah, but smaller. They sell them.
Right.
To catch the drippings in the grill. I have one of those Weber grills that you could buy like six of those things. It catches the drippings. Square, it's rectangle.
Right underneath.
Slide it right in there. Take the grease, throw it out, put the next one in.
Now it's mac and cheese dish.
Right.
Right, Hardy?
Nope.
So Cam Newton coming back.
Thank
what
you.
What if you put Cattles' head in there?
Yes.
Yeah. Mexico.
I know what you're doing. And I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're just letting him have it.
Yeah.
You're giving it to him. Yeah. You're proving some kind of a point.
No, I'm not.
I don't like
I'm
it.
I'm not proving anything.
I do not like this. Either.
I'm sort of.
It's like what I'm saying. It's sort of like Beatles not into it. Like, you guys want to talk about it? Go ahead.
Yeah. Basically.
Talk about what?
Yeah.
The drippings?
Whatever Zoe's got going on. I want to hear about
superheroes.
It. This is the time of day for it.
You know what's odd? My trash can is still out there from yesterday.
Why don't you go get it?
I'm not touching it. We're going to see who's going to get it first.
Oh, in the family.
It's a bathroom towel situation.
Or.
Yeah.
Who's going to pick it up? Who's going to bring it in? How many times is someone going to
walk by it? I told him out there. I told the kid, go get him, and he only brought one in.
Would you tell him to get one and not the other?
He said it was cold and rainy yesterday.
He couldn't handle both at the same
time?
Kids
aren't tough anymore. Well, once you get them rolling, you got to get one's bigger than the other, so it's hard dragging them at the same time. Yeah, they both have the wheels. Different heights. You really got to adjust it. He's not there yet for that.
Well, it looks like he's ready to play high school football. I mean, when you look at him.
Oh, and he gets his equipment Saturday. He's so excited. They said, do you need any other volunteers, coaches, to pass out equipment? I said, yep, I'll be there for 3 hours passing out equipment. Absolutely. Let's go. You see some of these high schools practicing on the field in the snow?
Like
they haven't cleared their fields?
I did. I saw that.
It's got to be real safe.
Right. It's not as if you're playing in a snowstorm.
Yeah. It's not
you're
like,
out there on a foot of packed down snow.
We're out here and it's fun, but we got this covering of ice on top of it.
Right.
I'm just sliding everywhere.
It's not just snow or soft snow. It's
right.
Ice and it's hardened and it's going to break an ankle out there doing that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Good. That was good. Hardy, that was good. Hardy's mad.
I'm not mad.
He's not mad.
He's mad.
I'm not helping either one of you.
I think he's mad.
You what mad? Are you mad at?
He's just disappointed.
Who are you mad at?
I'm not mad.
Okay.
At Beetle, that's a nice hotel.
Yeah, right?
Can't book it.
Why?
So, date's not available.
Well, you guys can come Shut visit up. Me then. And they've already blocked it out since the other night?
Blocked out.
Well, I'm not staying in some crap hole, I'll tell you that.
Living in luxury. 617-779-0985.
What the hell?
Phone lines are open. I also, you know, to keep with the theme of this segment, I have something else I want to bring up to your attention. So,
yeah,
your kids ever like get on a run of watching weird YouTube videos? I mean, YouTube is just so dumb.
Oh my god! Yep,
I got one that I'm not sure if I should be alarmed by or not. Hardy, you'd be a good judge of this.
Caught your kids watching it?
Yeah, it's not anything bad. It's one of them. Well, how did you end up on this?
Okay.
It's not necessarily bad. I'll tell you about it next.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Get a quote.
Zolak and Bertrand. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
Are we going to end up watching wild turkeys just pecking at the field?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are.
So it's both of you guys know kids don't watch TV anymore. They watch YouTube. It's what they do. What's the weirdest set or string of YouTube videos your kid has ever started watching? I got a new one for you.
Pretty girls dancing with big things.
Nope, that's your son. One of my kids started watching videos of mudslides.
Oh, this is good.
Ooh. Like death and destruction.
Natural disasters.
Ampland. You got to get him on Ampland.
Mudslides.
Like, when he starts watching the train, when people walk out in front of a train accidentally.
No, that's you.
I don't think that's a thing on YouTube.
Sending suicide videos. No, thank you.
No, those aren't suicide. Accidental.
I'm sorry. I must have been mistaken when that one that you sent to the entire show that
right.
one night.
Well, that was a guy jumping off a building.
Yeah, we know. We saw the video. That's not on YouTube, by the way.
About the one where the guy got gorged by the bull in the bullfighting?
I don't think that was on YouTube either. Mudslides.
So just
like
enjoying
the hell out of, damn, like wiping out people's homes, cities, villages, whatever. Enjoying the hell out of it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe from a geological interest, it's okay. I'd feel better about that than if you're watching like small animal torture videos. I think you're okay.
Oh no, he loves animals. It's definitely not that.
He's
category.
Not watching how Ville's made.
No, yeah. That would be very upsetting. No, just the destruction of a mudslide. You know, roadways getting wiped out, houses getting wiped out.
See, boys like that. Girls wouldn't like that.
I walked in yesterday, and there's one where all these cars are being pushed down a street, and they're all crashing into each other. And I'm like, what is this? And he's like, mudslides. Of course.
Dude, you got to get him on the
mudslide.
You got to get him on this
dummy.
He would probably
ever
love.
Never seen this before? I'm like, this is a weird set.
He'd probably love tsunami ones.
It's a weird set of videos we're stuck on here.
Yeah.
Mudslide videos on repeat.
What about Dr. Pimple Popper?
Fan of that one too. Are the kids?
They boys
that
go
comes
nuts,
up
like,
on YouTube.
Oh,
yep.
That's the reason I don't want Zoe back here.
Oh, because you have to look at the pimple popping videos.
Well, that's true.
Yep. Don't look at it.
It's hard not to
I'm
when
right
you
over
sit
your
in
shoulder.
The far seat that you
keep
will
keep your eyes up
that you will be in once the documents cross the president's desk here at Beasley Media Boston.
We'll see. We'll find out tomorrow.
We'll see. We'll find out when we wake up in the morning.
The documents do have to be mailed, so it's going to be about 7 to 10 days. It's business days.
Do you have to bring a doctor's note in when you come back? Is that part of the requirements? Doctor's note?
I don't think so. I haven't been told that.
Well, you better check. You better check before tomorrow.
He has to get tested twice per show.
Who's doing his nasal swab for him?
Loud. Yeah.
Louth is going to come in.
Well, T-Bone, we got to close the office in the back. Get the rubber gloves. Let's go.
Did you see that, by the way, for the Barclays Center where the Brooklyn Nets play?
What about it?
They're going to have people back in there. They need to show proof of two negative tests within 72 hours of going back in. And they're going to allow like 300 people in. Like, what?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Right.
For what? I mean, that's a big building. They say the air circulates, the air can be turned over essentially every hour or two.
Yeah, like an airplane.
So they're going to allow 300 people in as long as you show two negative tests within 72 hours of going in.
And you have to have a perfect credit score.
Yeah. Yeah, what's your FICO coming in through the door?
Yep.
And if you're going to have an odd-numbered birthday.
So it just seems silly to me. It's either if it's still that dangerous, then you shouldn't have people in, or it's not that dangerous, and maybe you allow either more people in or don't require the two rapid tests within 72 hours. It just seems for 300 people in a venue that probably holds 15,000, soft estimate on the capacity there for a basketball game?
Yeah, I bet it's more. I bet it's probably closer to 18 or 19.
Right. And I was talking about it earlier with somebody that said, well, they don't want anybody that close. They're million-dollar athletes. I'm like, they're not. No one's going to be near the court. No one's going to be within shouting distance of that court. I don't know how different it's going to seem like in there. You put 20,000 people in a football stadium, okay, that makes a difference.
Open air.
Well, somebody remarked the other night about the Pelicans game, too, how the crowd seemed to be, like, making a difference there a little bit. I could see that a little bit, but I think they had more than 300 people at that Pelicans game.
That was pumped in. I thought the same thing, too, and then you saw the screened-off area, you know, where they weren't down in that first loge, and they were, like, up high, spread out. You're not making that much noise with only, like, 300 people there.
How long before we get clearance in Boston to have fans back in the building? Any idea?
I think football is anticipating having a pretty good sized amount of people.
Yeah, but for this spring, you want to talk about like Celtics, spring, Bruins having people in the building? I would say by playoffs.
You think so?
Sure. Get some in there.
What's up with Fenway? Any idea?
I got a report from Fenway South.
I think that's the first. I think that's the first place it would be allowed, considering it's outdoors.
Right.
That would make sense to me.
And that's happening sooner rather than later.
Yep.
We're 6 weeks away. When's the home opener? That's what I'm curious about. What happens with baseball? Will baseball be allowed to have fans? And how will they figure that out? Arthur's in Maine today. Arthur.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment on the Celtics. Somebody said the other night that they were wimps. Yeah, Detroit figured it out. They go into the lane a couple of times, and all of a sudden Tatum starts shooting fadeaway jump shots, and nobody else goes into the middle anymore. Yeah. That's how they get beaten all the time. That's all I wanted to say. I'll listen to what you have to say.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Tatum is the problem, says Arthur.
Well, I mean, and I heard people say Tatum's soft. I think that's a strong word. You got to call somebody soft. But I think his demeanor, I think the team takes on his demeanor if he's the best player. Sort of raw like that. But I think Jaylen's got an edge to him. Marcus has an edge. I haven't seen him in a while. But, unless you got somebody that's going to go in there in the paint and, like, you bring up Cousins, 6'11", 275, he may be crazy, but he'll mix it up a little bit. I'll take crazy right now because what you have right now, not working. Not working.
So you want to inject a little crazy?
Not crazy, but you know what I'm saying? A little Rasheed Wallace.
Something new.
A little Dennis Rodman.
Something to shake it up a little bit.
Yeah. Anthony Davis.
You need talent. You need actual players that other teams are going to have to guard against and account for.
Boogie Cousins went healthy.
For meaningful minutes.
To get those players.
He's not that.
Which big man on this team is better than Boogie Cousins if Boogie Cousins is healthy on a given night and able to play?
But he's not healthy. He's not playing.
He's been playing. He's not hurt.
A little bit.
He hasn't been playing every night, but he's played.
Would you take him or Tice right now?
Him.
Thank you.
Him or Tristan Thompson?
Oh.
What are we talking about here?
Nothing.
If he's able to go a lot more than what
we Jags.
If he's able to go, if he's able to play a lot more than what we've seen from him recently, okay. But I have no reason to believe that he's able to play that much more.
He's able to play. He's able. Don't you worry about that.
Trust me.
Beatles desperate.
Trust me.
I am. The team should be
desperate. We're in desperate mode with this team. Yeah.
John in Buffalo. Is this the John in Buffalo, the Bills fan?
My man.
Yeah, man. That Google Doc song was my cue, guys. Thanks.
Are they from Buffalo?
Are they Buffalo
guys?
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
That's about right.
So, couple things. Number one, is it going to sting a little bit if the money's the same and some of these free agents choose Buffalo? And the other thing, if you don't mind, Zoe, I'd like for you to play that game.
So.
What's that?
Beasley already did.
Well, okay. All right. Well, then tell me if it's done. But the other thing was, if you don't mind, I would like for you to play the game Felger and Maz played, where they ranked in order the quarterbacks in a list order, and they stopped when they got to Josh Allen.
For the whole league? Is that what they did?
Yeah.
Oh, the Josh Allen game.
Well, yes, sir.
Okay. What's the Josh Allen game?
Where you have to rank all the quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
And your list stops once you get to Josh Allen.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to rank every quarterback. You've just got to rank quarterbacks until you get to Josh Allen.
Okay. Mahomes, Watson, Wilson, Brady.
Rodgers.
Rodgers. I'm trying to be fair here to make sure I go over everybody.
Did you say Wilson?
I'd take Josh Allen over Kyler Murray, over Jimmy, over Goff, Stafford ahead of him. So Stafford 6.
Yep.
Dak Prescott, healthy, 7.
Yes. Baker Mayfield. Baker or Allen?
I'd take Allen.
Allen.
So would I. And that was not the case a year ago.
Roethlisberger.
No, he's done.
Okay.
So is Drew Brees. That's why he's not in the conversation anymore either.
That's it.
Have we missed anyone?
Allen's top 7, top 8 guy.
Yeah, dude, I make more money than you, bro.
Yeah, John, he's a top 10 quarterback in this league. Congratulations. Congratulations, Bob.
Here's to you.
Yep. Yay.
I lost track of everyone you said. You said Jackson. You said Stafford.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did them all.
Yeah, we got them all.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Andre and Brockton on YouTube videos. Hi, Andre.
What's up, Zoe?
What's up?
I got a YouTube video. My son watches professional face slapping from Russia, and it's a day to watch this one. It's fascinating.
They just slap each other's faces?
Yeah, they kind of square off like they got an arm wrestle, and you get to take one shot, and you can't move. And
yep.
These guys are enormous.
Yeah, my buddies.
Knee hooks.
Didn't Bourdain do something on that? I know he did arm wrestling. Did he do the slapping, too? He may have.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's a look.
But some guys get actually knocked out, and these guys got like just meat hooks, and they just slap the shit out of each other.
Oh, well, we can't say that.
I saw a little bit of that with that Oklahoma wide receiver. He got slapped.
Oh, my God, before he got his ass kicked.
Before he literally was used as a mop on a bathroom floor. Have you seen that video, Beto?
I have seen that.
Wow.
I like how the kid touches his face to see that he's bleeding. The kid that does the beatdown.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay. And then he proceeds to kick the crap out of the wide receiver.
Well, he gives him a little left-handed slap, and then, boom, comes back with a right hook, and then it's all over.
He dropped him.
It's all over.
He dropped him.
Yeah,
how about the second guy?
Who did?
The wide receiver, they say his eye's all messed up. He's not gonna be doing anything for a long time, much less playing any football.
Well, you know what? From what I could see, and again, the video doesn't tell you the entire setup or the entire story, but if you just watch the clip, you watch that and say, oh, that guy had that coming to him.
It's
fights in bar bathrooms don't always end up well.
He didn't look like he was trying to be a peacekeeper.
Nope. He definitely wasn't. I think he was looking for a fight, and he thought he was
like
T-Bob tough
flexing.
Guy.
Right, just standing there flexing. I got my boys with me. Let's go. And then he had to push the kid.
Turns out he was not the tough guy in that situation. No. He had underestimated the opponent.
And you're right, Zoe. They don't always end up well. A lot of times a bar bathroom fight will end up just fine. And everyone
has shakes all around.
You end up and enjoy an app sampler afterward. Go out and have some mozzarella sticks, wings, and
blooming onion.
Yeah. And
what about baby back? I want my baby back.
Potato skins. But this one did not end up well. Yeah. This one ended up with
eyes. There's no bouncers in bars. There's no bouncers in bars. They're always out front.
Well, they're not in the bathrooms.
He needed a 4-hour outpatient operation on Tuesday the 16th, a week ago.
If you tell me it's going to be 4 hours, I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to go to a hospital then. Enough of the outpatient.
Go ahead
and check me in.
Dr. Perry Brooks. Yeah, Oklahoma. I don't know how many houses. Yeah, I don't know what they got there.
Let me get my tractor. I'll come in there and do that.
He spent 4 hours rebuilding the wide receiver's left orbital socket.
Outpatient?
Outpatient.
That's an outpatient procedure rebuilding an orbital socket?
Oklahoma.
Would they do numb it up?
You can't rebuild a carburetor outpatient.
The receiver's name
local?
Is Spencer Jones.
You're going to leave your car there for a week.
It's like going to a dentist down there. We've upgraded and we've graduated from home surgeries. Now we do it outpatient when we rebuild the orbital socket. And then they slapped a piece of bacon right on his eye as he left. Already.
Yeah, there you go.
Chicken breast on your eye.
I'm with Zoe. 4-hour outpatient orbital restructure surgeries don't always end up well.
Yeah, you starting to feel this one? Because I'm going to give you a little more local right here. Hold on. Hey. What do you feel, Pinch?
Well, hold on. Okay. A little more lidocaine. You should feel some pressure here. Ow! Yeah. What'd you feel? I felt you restructuring my orbital bone.
Do you feel me pulling this bone chip out and holding it in front of you right now? Because if you don't, that means it's working.
And we're done. And the doctor looks down and says,
uh-oh.
We got an extra piece.
Where'd that go?
Where'd that one?
What do you...
Yee.
What do you put... What do you,
you're good.
So it's like screws and pins to put the bones together.
Gorilla
right?
glue.
Yeah. Well, Oklahoma, it might be. Bastards are tough.
Here are the headlines. Today's takeaways are coming up.
Here, just bite this spoon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Why you do the show. You take chances, you give takes, sometimes they blow up in your face, you look like a complete idiot. We've all been there.
The pie in your face.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Matt and Quincy's got a thought on Bill Belichick right now and where the Patriots offseason is. Hello, Matt.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
What's up?
Well, how come no one's taking Cam Newton aside, telling him that his throwing shoulder is shot and he's no longer an NFL quarterback? And I think that Bill Belichick, the past 2 years, has spent so much time trying to get rid of Tom Brady that when he finally picked his head up, he had no team left. He's got so many holes to fill, he doesn't even have a starting point.
Well, and that's my problem with this little sit-down he did with his buddies there is, not 32 guys better than me. Yeah, there are.
We'll
go right
really,
down the list of every starter.
Really if they were really his buddies, they would have told him the truth.
Don't count on his buddies because his buddies won't even say Aaron Hernandez is a murderer. They can't even accept that.
Well, there was some damage to some bodies. Damage.
Yeah.
Damage was done.
Matt, thanks for the call. I mean, if you want Bill to do that for him, sort of weird because he's not on the team right now. The other part is this, though.
Why do you need 20 when it say I'm better than 32 other guys?
If Cam Newton had the attitude.
If you're still in play here. Go ahead.
If Cam Newton had the attitude, or any athlete had the attitude, oh, there's guys that are way better than me, I should quit. Well, then he wouldn't have been Cam Newton. He would have never won in college. He would have not made it to the NFL. I mean, there is something to be said for having some confidence.
Yeah, swagger, you should.
He's got that.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to accept that he is less than the 32nd best quarterback in the league, and he wants an opportunity to prove it. And he said, I can't go out like that, meaning I had a bad year. Yeah. My team had a bad year. So he believes he can play better than what he did.
System and that, get in there, pick it up. I mean, you're in there 4 a.m., right? You get up at...
Oh, wait a minute.
Whatever.
Wait a minute.
4:15.
You made every excuse for the coaching staff this year being dealt the COVID situation
and
the team. So the coaches get to use it, but Cam Newton doesn't?
No, he could use it. How many other quarterbacks? What about the other 32 other quarterbacks went on record and said this sucked?
I think a lot of quarterbacks said it was a tough year.
Tough year, yeah.
And it sucked.
No.
He was new to his team. He was new to his team. He didn't get signed until June.
Yeah.
How many other quarterbacks were in that position?
I don't know. There's probably a lot of other guys out there that didn't play this year. Because they were deemed not fit to play. Like, see, you put it out there, it's great having his confidence, but, okay, you put it out there, I'm better than the other 32. Then it makes us go through the list of the other 32. And we'll go right down it, just like we did with Josh Allen. Got to Josh Allen, got him around 8. Did you take Ryan Tannehill over Cam Newton? Did you take Kyler Murray? Dak Prescott? Baker Mayfield? Lamar Jackson? I'd take Lamar Jackson over Cam. Because at least he could turn a 70-yard touchdown into something like that. Joe Burrow. Tua. Fitzpatrick. A combo of them. Wentz. We already covered that today. Whoever Houston picks up. Yeah. You can't find one player of the 32 and say, Cam's better than that guy.
Not based on his performance last year. I would agree with that. He believes he can play better.
Would you take Mitch Trubisky over Cam Newton right now?
We talked about this the other day.
I know.
We did this the other day.
I know.
Mitch Trubisky offers physical upsides that Cam does not.
Correct.
Okay, physical ability, Mitch Trubisky is one win away from
them forcing to put one of those freaking golf contracts on him.
I just think that...
Cam wasn't.
In the short term, you might be able to get something better out of Cam. Long term, you got to pick Mitch there. Dan's in Weymouth. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dino, Zoe, Sup.
Hi, Dan.
I just want to talk to you about Brown and Tatum. I just want to back him up a little bit. I'm not a green team or anything. But you can't be a star to win something. Jordan and Shaq didn't win an NBA title until they won their 7th season. LeBron didn't win one until he was in his 8th season. You know, and Michael Jordan, and they had to change teams, LeBron and Shaq. And Michael didn't win anything until Jackson and Scottie got there. And Ted Williams never won a World Series. So you can still be young and be a star and not win something yet, right?
Okay. Okay, I guess you're onto something there. I can grant you that. You don't have to win it all to be a star. Can you be something more before you get declared a star, though? Is that, like, where can we draw that line? How can we decide that? They're very talented young players. They get treated like they've established themselves and they're, you know, night in, night out. One of the best players on the floor in the league. I just think we've gone overboard.
Well, by virtue
people
of their
have gone overboard on this.
By virtue of their contracts, if you get paid that much, you obviously got to be a star.
Right.
And it is, I think, part of what the league is now. It's like you have to make these players feel, you know, loved, respected, paid, you know, early on if you have any hopes to retain them. And I think the biggest thing in all of this is people want to be able to see a path. because right now the path seems to be getting two or three legit established superstars together, and you make your run and you build a super team or even a mini super team, and that's how you do it. And without having that third player in the mix right now, it's tough for Celtics fans to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's like, well, how are we going to win? Look what Golden State did. Look what the Lakers did. Look what Brooklyn is trying to do. How are we going to do this? So it's not a question of like, just give them some time. No, things change every year in this league. And another team pops up that says, okay, we're going to build with three stars here, and we're going to go win it. Well, what are the Celtics going to do? Yeah. It's not a knock on Brown and Tatum, and I don't think really there's been like an early elevation, and especially with Tatum, he's really that good. But how are they going to win?
One thing to be good,
and can Tatum be the best guy on the team that wins it all? That's a question.
It doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like.
Did you ever feel that way about LeBron or Michael Jordan? Like that, those are not fair comps. We shouldn't even be doing that. We should not be invoking those names because they didn't win. Because early on, those guys were super successful. That's what I would say. Brandon in Boston. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call. So I have two trade scenarios that the Celtics should do. So I'm going to start off with Willie Cauley-Stein and Dwight Powell. So to make this trade happen, you'll need to trade Daniel Tice, Tristan Thompson, Semi Ojeleye, and Jeff Teague.
Done.
You'll have Willie Cauley-Stein and Dwight Powell.
Done.
I'll say that again. I'll have one more.
Okay,
so everybody keeps on saying that Kemba Walker's contract is hard to move. It's really not. So this is another trade scenario they could do.
Now you've got me interested.
Ricky Rubio. You can get Ricky Rubio and Jarrett Culver. What you have to do is trade Kemba Walker, a draft pick, and Nesmith. The money matches up, and those are players that would make sense for the Celtics. Ricky Rubio's stats are higher right now for assists, and his defense is better, and he's taller, and he's a playmaker as well. He makes everybody around him better. I think those are two scenarios they should go, and DeMarcus Cousins makes sense as well. This is a guy that could stretch the floor, banging on your neck.
Okay. Can they trade Kemba?
No.
Can they?
I don't think they can. No, what team out there wants a point guard that can't play back-to-back, that's got a knee issue, and has an albatross of a contract? Hello?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is there a team?
I understand
that
there might be
for
one that might have to take it on because we're going to make the money back.
Because there are stories out there in the last day about rumors involving Kemba Walker. And again, I don't think anything concrete, right? Rick Bucher has said that Danny Ainge tried to move Kemba Walker earlier this year. Here was his quote. A lot of GMs are ticked off at Danny because Danny tried like hell to move Kemba at the beginning of the year, knowing the knee wasn't right. He was trying to get rid of damaged goods. That's the issue that Kemba's dealing with. And his size, it's a little bit like Isaiah Thomas. So he tried like hell to trade him at the start of the year and couldn't. So that's what leads me to believe they're not going to move him. Why would anybody want him? Everyone knows about his knee issue now. But then you read, people writing their speculative stories. Headline, why the Clippers should be pursuing Kemba Walker. Why the New Orleans Pelicans might want to do a deal for Kemba Walker. And I see those and go, is this league crazy enough to do a deal for Kemba? Because if so, they should get all kinds of crazy and trade him.
Like Brad Stevens told us, nothing in the NBA surprises me.
Let's get to today's takeaways.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's
me. All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Week 180 Weight Loss, who's helped over 13,000 clients take control of their weight. See their success stories at week180weightloss.com. Click on the Learn More button. Start your very own success story today.
T-Bone, what do we have today back there?
We got one thing, a little caller confusion today.
Oh, okay.
Caller confusion. Okay, let's hear it. Let's get to your calls. Thanks for hanging on. Sean in Dorchester on Brad Stevens. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how's it going? I just want... Hello?
Go ahead, Sean. Hello? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Hello? Thanks for having me. Hello? Thanks for having
me. How you doing?
I'm going to say that was 50% Zoe's fault.
Oh, was it?
You know, I try to be engaging.
No.
And that's what it is. Talk to people.
When you mock their greeting, it makes them think that they're not being heard.
Well, they don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
I would say it's all of our fault for not training the callers in a Felger-Maz type manner. Those callers know to just start going, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe we need to do more of that. Less engaging and mocking of the greeting.
I can do that.
I actually got an email from a listener. It says, why do you got to be such a D.I. bleep bleep?
Yeah.
To callers when I call. I said, I'm just trying to have a little fun with him. He goes, oh, it's like actually entertaining. I dig it now. Okay.
Oh.
Thanks for writing me back.
Well, look at that.
How about that?
Like,
great. How you been?
You killed him with kindness. You turned him.
All it takes is a little return email, and he's back in.
It's like you turning on Cam Newton today. You were out, and then you were in.
Yeah, now he's back out.
Now you're back out.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
It's 13 minutes.
Will you? Will you see us tomorrow?
Have to find out at 10 o'clock.
Tune in. See what the deal
it's
is.
It's
going
to be exciting.
Don't be expecting any sort of celebration.
I'm going to hug you.
No, you're not.
It's already a problem.
Stay the hell away from me.
Big kiss right in your lips.
Already a problem.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.